Please Talk Louder. Short story number 134 by Larry Vardaman. When Mike turned 70, he was having increasing difficulty hearing sounds and more frequently misunderstanding certain words. After being nagged by his wife to get his ears checked for several months, he finally relented and visited an ear doctor. The doctor found that Mike did, in fact, have partial hearing loss in his right ear, the side on which his wife seemed to be having the greatest difficulty communicating with him when in the car. The doctor suggested he purchase one of the new in-ear hearing aids because he only needed a slight boost in volume for certain frequencies, and the small hearing aid would hardly be noticeable when in his ear. The new hearing aid seemed to help, and Mike was pleased that he was having fewer communication problems. But after a few months, he began to have difficulty with severe constipation and was prescribed a suppository by his GP for use when it became too bad. The medication seemed to solve his bowel problems until one day, after administering a suppository the night before, his constipation got worse and he had difficulty understanding his wife before he left for work. He had an important meeting that afternoon for which he needed to be able to hear every word, so he stopped by his ear doctor on the way to work to have his hearing aid checked. When the doctor looked in Mike's right ear, he announced, "I found your problem. There's a suppository in your ear." Mike declared, "No wonder I can't hear. How did that get there? And I wonder where I put my hearing aid."